Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey. Thank you for joining us. We're believing together again. It's our privilege to be able to do this. And remember that this began during our COVID season. And we wanted to do this to be able to believe together even when we couldn't be together. And we are so thankful that God has brought us through and done so much over the years since then. But we still like to start the day with a verse from God's word and or a passage and get ourselves mentally ready to give our minds to Christ first. And then the body will follow. I find that most of the battles that go on in my life are centered on the mind. We want to talk today, Exodus chapter 15, verse 13. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Now, let me just say this verse starts off, thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people. It's a reminder of the mercy of God. When you woke up today and took a breath, that's the mercy of God. It's not just the grace, it's the mercy. You know, we don't deserve to be able to live, and that's God's grace, but what we deserve is to be judged and condemned for our sinful, prideful self, but God's mercy endureth forever. He says, so it starts with mercy. Thou in thy mercy hast, and he begins to tell some things that God has done for his people, and it all started with mercy. And let me just say this, it would be a great idea to start off the day first just thanking God for his mercy. We don't do that a lot. And, we thank God many times for the things he gives or what he's done. That's great. But we forget many times to thank him for his mercy. And it all starts with his mercy. So thou in thy mercy, he said, first, he says, hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. We see first deliverance, redemption. He has led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. A reminder today, if you've been saved by the grace of God, you have been redeemed. You have a new purpose. You have a new hope. You have a new life, a new family. It is to be redeemed. I mean, there was no hope. Now there is hope. There is redemption. He says, thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. He delivered. We see deliverance. Notice, secondly, we see direction. He says, thou hast guided them in thy strength. We see direction. I don't know about you, but I am thankful that God is willing not just to save me, but to continue to guide me daily. I have no clue half the time where I should be, what I should do, how I should handle a situation, what might be best. But God guides them. How? Well, through his word. God guides us through his word, but also through his presence. I mean, when you and I get saved, God lives in us. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. And so he guides us. He's not just a comforter. He's the one that guides and points the direction. And he always uses God's word. And God always uses his word to give us guidance. So we see because of God's mercy, there is deliverance. And then there is direction. Notice this. He says, thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. There's destination. God has a purpose and he has a place where he is leading. You know, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. And may I say, holy habitation, anywhere that God habitates is holy. You know, the church should be holy. Our body is the temple. That should be holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. But heaven is the holy habitation. It means wherever God is, there should be holy. And that is the purpose. So because of God's mercy, there is deliverance. There is direction. there is destination. And I don't know about you, but I am so thankful for that. And today, remember, God's given deliverance, He gives direction, and He is leading to a destination. And it all starts with His mercy. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.